Staying in the music world, Good Morning Bedlam is another young string band that's more inspired by than tethered to traditional bluegrass. Band leader Isaac Elker says an Avett Brothers concert he attended 15 years ago was a seminal moment for him after a few years playing in a metal band. He told WGLT's John Norton ahead of the quartet's show tomorrow night at Night Shop in Bloomington. Like peer bands Trampled by Turtles, Way Down Wanderers, and Old Salt Union, Good Morning Bedlam draws from many influences, including pop music.
I listen to a lot of Billie Eilish. I listen to different pop bands as well, and I just love the idea of bringing kind of this tradition to the table, this tradition of playing string music and playing American folk music, and also just bringing something that's very catchy that you find in mainstream music or in pop music or indie rock music, of this very catchy melody lines in this, you know, and I think putting those two things together is really, really exciting for us.
Well, let's go to the brand new single you guys have up on Spotify. It's called The Haunting.
Keep repeating the same words in heightened speech with cutting verbs. Don't you know by now I speak and you will learn. Your words won't hurt.
So what I hear from this song is exactly what you were just talking about, some of that pop influence.
I would say we definitely lean hard into, you know, even more so than anything we've done before, into that kind of indie rock, indie pop kind of sensibilities there. And when I started writing the song, what I really wanted to do is to write a pop song or an indie rock song, and then to use the banjo and the fiddle just like you would for, you know, with an electric guitar usually, in kind of replace some of those instruments of the electric guitar and certain harmonies and, you know, doing that kind of stuff and trying to kind of transpose them into string music and really find that.
Spit you loud, build you up, tear you down.
Since we're always trying to do something new, I was kind of looking back through the catalog and I noticed that one thing that we haven't done a lot of is simplicity. And so I also wanted to write something that was a little simpler. It didn't have a tempo change in it. It didn't have a time signature change, that kind of stuff. Something that was just a little bit more simple, something you could bob your head to and really just groove to.
So I'm taking The Haunted to be kind of a love song, two people trying to reconcile how to deal with each other.
That's a song about my relationship with my wife. And
who we should mention, by the way, is in the band with you.
Yes. So she is the bass player. I mean, there are definitely bands out there that do this, but it's so, so fun to have a co-writer, not just part of your life, but is usually the person that you're writing about, because then they get to turn around and respond as a co-writer. It's a really interesting thing. And so in The Haunting, I get to say, like, this is how I'm feeling. And my wife, as a writer, gets to turn around and say, well, this is how I'm feeling, or this is how I'm responding to that.
Little lion, let me be.
Little lion, let me be.
Little higher, is it me?
Little higher, is it me?
Lying in bed where words like fine roll out like steam. The lies will rot, the heart and thought. Never shield me like I think. Whoa.
Spit you